Lord, we need you more than yesterday, more than the songs that I sing. We need you. Let your glory fall fresh in our lives. God, we need your ever-present help in our lives, God, in a season like this. That, God, when we have searched high and searched low and found no other but you to bring us comfort. So, Father, we thank you that even now you can step into the darkness of this world and prepare your people, one and all, for your appearance, oh God. We ask in the name of Jesus, God, as you let your glory fall in this place, God, like never before, Lord God, we need your anointing in this place to break every yoke, to lift every burden, to chase away every fear, God, to give us a spirit, oh God, of zeal and desire to serve you without wavering. I honor you today, Lord God. We bless you for your strength that you give us, Lord God, because of your presence. God, there's no other name given amongst men whereby we must save than the name of Jesus, God. So we take comfort in Jesus' name. We take our strength and we have our authority in Jesus' name. That, God, we know that there are weapons that might be formed, God, but they will not prosper against us because we are your people. Called by your name, oh God. So we honor you, God, as we humble ourselves. We seek your face even now to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or imagine, God. It is your will. It is your desire, God. And as we worship you and as we honor you, as we know that you're working even when we can't see you're working, you never stop. You're ever-present help in a time of trouble. Now be with us, Lord God. We thank you for the strength that you give us, God, because we need it day by day. That, God, we know that this outward man may be perishing, but, God, you say the inward man is being renewed day by day. So we stand in this might of yours, God, knowing that we can overcome, that we will win this battle in the name of Jesus, God. Now bless and strengthen us, everything that remains, oh, God, and do it for your glory, oh, God. We lift your name up, God. Have your way. Touch us in a special way, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God be the glory, amen, amen. Welcome here this morning, and wow, we're getting so excited because we're getting closer and closer to us coming together and worshiping again. We're making all the preparations that God might need us to do to make sure we are safe and that we are in cooperation of what is needed and to be safe in the midst of a small gathering or large gatherings as we have. And God is meeting us here. We thank you for the wisdom that he's given us and for the team that he's given us. We have some dedicated people here at our church, Brother Steve and the trustees and all those that are working. Brother Johnny are behind the scenes that you don't see them working like God is working on our behalf. You don't see them working, but they never stop. They're working on our behalf to make sure we are safe and we are prepared to move into this next season. This church is going to be different. Just like we are different and our surroundings are different, church is going to be different. Come on, people may be apprehensive about church. You may be apprehensive about church. But the reality is God is working something out on our behalf so that even though church may not be as business as normal or as usual, but the lives that we change, the impact will be different for us. Come on, church, we are walking into a new season where the church is going to be different. People are going to be different. But it doesn't mean that God's work is not still necessary. Come on, people are still in need of a salvation, of a Savior in their lives. And we don't want them to be without that word that saves, that word that gives life, and that is through the name of Jesus Christ and this gospel that we preach. So church may be different, but our mission is the same, to reach the lost at any cost. So church, I pray you join with me, that we join our faith and that we walk in this power, because where one can cause 1,000, two can cause 10,000 to flee. And we are gathered as the army of God, the army of the Lord, and we wage to do war. We do battle. So join with me, join your faith with mine as we continue to believe God that this too shall pass and that no weapon that has been formed will definitely not be able to prosper. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. I thank you for tuning in and being with us. Today I'm in the book of Psalms, chapter 91. I want to speak with us this morning about God's protection plan. Amen. Come on, we are really enamored with the PPEs, the protective protective, personal protective wear. And that's where we get this PPEs that we need, the equipment that we need, the masks, the gloves, the face shields. And as we start church, and that'll be some of the things that we'll do, you'll probably see if whoever's worshiping, or even when I'm preaching, I may have a shield on, just so that we have a barrier between us and our communication. So PPEs are necessary, and it's a part of our natural tendency to have to make sure that when we're going out, we have our masks, we have our hand sanitizer, the things like that. So PPEs are necessary, personal protective equipment. That's where we are. And today I want to talk about God's protection plan. Amen. We can have all the PPEs we want. We can have all the protection we want. But the main thing that we need as a church is God's protective plan. Amen. So I'm in the Word of God today in Psalm 91. It's a familiar psalm, but as I look at it today, I hope that it brings a different revelation to us about God's protection plan. Come on, it doesn't matter how we make it all happen or make things happen. That's good, but God's protection plan is the best. It's without doubt and without equivocally the best protection plan that we could have. Come on, we got all kind of situations and things that we cannot see, but God sees it all. And because he does, he gives us an umbrella or a hedge of protection, we've heard it called, around our lives. And that's what we need, God's protection plan. Amen? Come on, look at Psalm 91 with me. It's a great psalm that really promises us about God's protection plan for our lives. Verse 1 says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, where do you stand?" Come on, that's the first indication of God's protection plan in our life, that we're standing with him. Amen? Come on, we can't stand on the critics. We can't stand on the naysayers or doubters. We have to stand with him. Amen? Somebody say amen. Come on, because he who dwells, who sits with God in the secret place of the Most High, look what he says. We shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He's got us covered. Come on, look at somebody say, he's got me covered. He's got me covered. Come on, I know there's shifts in our lives, and I know we're doing all that we can and making sure we are safe as best as we can. But, man, I need to sit with God so he can keep me and so I can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen? Come on, verse 2 says, And I will say of the Lord, he is, come on, say it with me, he is my refuge and my fortress. Come on, he's got my back. He's got me protected no matter where I am or what I'm doing. God's got my back. Come on, there's no need of me looking around or second guessing him. I just stay planted and stay under the shadow of the Almighty because he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Come on, he gives us some promises. As next in the word of verse 3, he says, surely he shall deliver you. Amen. Anybody need deliverance right now? Maybe you need just a little deliverance from your fears, a little deliverance from the phobias of things that's going on in your mind. Come on, it's a natural tendency to be weary or to be concerned, amen, about what's going on around you. But this word says he shall, come on, shall means it's going to happen. It's in a process of happening. He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. And from the perilous, come on, the perilous pestilence. That's what we're dealing with. This coronavirus, this thing that we can't see, it's a pestilence. It's something that's out there that the enemy has planted, but God says, I shall deliver you. Hear that? Come on, God's protection plan. He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Come on, look at verse 4. And it says, he shall cover you under his wings, and you shall take refuge. Come on, God's protection plan. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. It's going to fight for you. Come on. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor, here we go again, of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at the noonday. Come on, it don't matter what's been formed. It don't matter what's the challenges around us. He says it will not prosper in our lives. He's got us. Come on, 1,000, verse 7, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. And look at this promise, but it shall not come near you. We need to shout that out loud. It's not coming near me. Amen. Come on, when we quote this word and we live by this word, it's just not some illusion of thought in our minds. This is a word that works in our life if we allow the word to work in our lives. Amen? Come on, I'm well aware that that bad things happen to good people and people get in perilous situations, but the promise is 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. That means they're coming. That means it's coming from all angles. But guess what it says? It shall not come near you. Come on, only with your eyes, verse 8, shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Come on, God's got amazing promises in his word because it's all a part of his protection plan. Amen? Come on, we have been all been threatened or presented with this threat of this coronavirus in our lives. It's happening. We already know it's happening. And it's a reality that has changed our life and changed the surroundings around us and changed our thoughts and our minds and our intents of what we want to do and how we want to do it. And many times we have to understand those kind of threats and desires that the enemy has planted in our lives is to take us off course, to take us out of the plan and will of God. But we've got to be determined even more that we will serve the Lord with gladness. Come on, we cannot be looking around to the left or the right to see what's going on at all times. We have to make sure we are fixed and focused on what is God saying in this season. Trust me, he hasn't shut us down and kept us to stay at home just to be paying attention to the news every day. He's put us in a quiet place so we can pay more attention to what he's doing in this earth realm. Come on, it is our challenge not to be dismayed or not to be discontent about where we are and what's going on. Come on, it's troubling for me not to meet with people, not to have church, not to say amen, hallelujah, and shout around the church because God is good. Come on, to not be a testimony, not just on Sundays, but every chance I get to proclaim this gospel of Jesus Christ. Come on, it's a part of what God wants to do in our life. Come on, and as confident as we are about our protection plans and the things that we have to keep us protected, it's nothing like God's protection plan for our life. Amen? Come on, there remains a lot of anxiety and a lot of risk-taking that people are doing because it's a part of what we have to do to move forward. And I don't want us to be dismayed about what's happening or how it's happening, but to be encouraged that this too shall pass in our lives because of God's protection plan for our lives. Come on, many times we just need to get under the shadow of the Almighty and say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress. In him shall we trust. It's going to require risk. Come on, it's not unprotected risk. It's not risk without warnings. But sometimes in our life, we deal with risk, unknown risk. Come on, we don't think about it when we're driving 80 on the beltway trying to get to your appointment. You don't think about it. All you know is that when you hit that brakes, it's going to hit. And you're going to be safe because of your car protection plan. But the reality is, it's God's protection plan. Come on, at any moment, those brakes could fail. At any moment, you could lose control. But the reality is, because of God's protection plan, you stand in faith and believe it. I can go as fast as I want to go, and nothing's going to hurt me. Come on, I know we don't like want to look at it like that because it's too practical and it's too much like we are. But the reality is, God's protection plan is greater than we are. It takes us to a different realm of faith that we can believe. Amen? Come on, but that involves risk. Come on, calculated risk that we take. Come on, people don't just inherit success or become successful by not taking some chance or risk. Come on, the first time you asked that girl for a date, you took a risk. She could have shut you down, you big head self. I don't want to talk to you. But you took that risk. Come on, the first time you crossed that line to try to talk to somebody and ask them if they want to talk to you or get involved with you, you took a risk. Not knowing what their life is about, they don't know what your life is about, but you took the risk. Because some part of us already know it's about God's protection plan. God's got me. He's got me. Come on, God is challenging us. Even the most faithful servants of God are being challenged in this hour. Come on, it's about God's protection. It's not about all the things that we can do. And trust me, we're going to do everything we can. We're going to have everything we can to make sure we're in a safe environment. But the reality, it starts in our heart. Do I really believe God's got me? Am I really walking in God's protection plan? Or is there still something in me that's challenging that? Come on, that's what we got to understand. See, there's no vaccine. There's no medication that promises us a cure. There's nothing that promises that we can get well. Come on. The only certainty is that we must depend on our God like never before. Come on. That's not going to change. No matter we're in a safe environment, a neutral zone we feel, we still must trust God. Amen? Come on. What is so powerful as I was reading and understanding God's protection plan for our life? What is so powerful about God's protection plan is that his supply never runs out. Come on, it never runs out. Come on, it reminds me of that widow woman with Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 4. And every time she went back, because she fed the man of God first, every time she went back to her supply never ran out. Come on, but guess what happened? She had to take a risk. She had to get out of her comfort zone. When Elijah came to her, she said, all I got is a little flour and a little bit of oil. I plan to make a cake for me and my son and die. And many people are in that state spiritually. I just plan to live this out and make it through, and we're going to die. And that's a challenge, because now we're not really relying on God or trusting in his protection plan for our lives. Come on, Elijah said, before you do that, before you have made up your mind for you and your son to eat this meal and die, make me a little cake first. Come on, blew her mind. We in a famine. Nobody has water. Nobody has food. We're in a famine. Things are going bad around here. And you're asking me for the last bit of my food? This don't make sense. See, it's all about God's ways are better than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And once we understand that, we can come into grips and say, oh, God, you know better than I do. I may think I know a few things, but you know everything. Come on. She was in a decision-making time. And many of us get to that place. We're in decision-making time. Should I do that? Come on. I want to protect my own interests. I want to make sure I'm okay. So I might want to eat this cake and die. That's what she told Elijah. But her heart told her, make him a little bit of cake first. So she fed the man of God a small cake before she made the decision. And God's promise to her is, I got you. Come on, that's the principle. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and everything will be added to you. Come on, you think you're giving up everything. All hope is lost. No. God's just about to begin to do a work in you that he's never done before. And it takes this step of faith. So she makes the cake, and God comes to Elijah and tells the woman that your bread, your oil, and your flour will never run dry. It's God's protection plan. I love that about God. His supply never runs out. Amen? Come on, another scripture here, Lamentations 3:22 says this. It is the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because of his compassions that fail not. Come on, that's God talking about his supply and his protection plan for our life. Look what he says here. He said, it is because of the Lord's mercies and his compassions that do what? They don't fail. It doesn't fail. Because God said, I'll have mercy on those I choose to have mercy, and compassion on whom I choose to have compassion. That's why something hasn't happened to you. That's why your family is still safe. That's why you're still in your right mind. That's why you're not broke. That's why you're not homeless. That's why you still have your health and strength. It's because God's mercies is that we are not consumed. Come on, somebody. We have to understand that. And his compassions fail not. Don't make you better. This makes you blessed by God because of his protection plan. Amen? Come on, the same people do the same thing that you do, but they got a different result. The same person went down the same street, but their street had a roadblock and yours didn't. Come on, we got to understand it's all about God's protection plan. He keeps us, the scripture says, from dangers seen and unseen. We don't even know what's going to happen. I don't even know how I'm going to be affected. I don't know what lies around the corner. I don't even know what weapon is being formed. But guess what? I can tell you, something is happening. It's happening in the spiritual realm. And we have to adjust our lives to make sure that we understand that we're under God's protection plan. Come on, somebody. It's His plan for our life. Come on, it's not the PPEs we wear. It's not the personal protective equipment. Come on, it's not those things. It is all about the covering of God. We covered by the blood. Come on, don't make us unwise. Make us wise, because the scripture says in Proverbs that the wisdom of God brings protection over our lives. Come on, it's God's protection plan. Come on, it's never ending supply of God's protection plan for His people. Amen? Come on, His mercy, His compassion, and His loving kindness. Those are the three elements. We need those three elements to help move us to a better place to understand God's got our protection in hand. Amen? Come on. We can spend a lot of time praying for a remedy, looking for a solution, hoping for something to break through. But how about us spending some time of praying by faith with thanksgiving? Amen? So that the peace of God will guard our hearts. Amen? Come on. And our mind. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, the God of peace will watch over our hearts. What's that talking about? God's protection plan. Well, that's what we know. I'm not talking about God's PPE, His personal protection equipment. I'm talking about His plan. God has a plan. Come on, the equipment might be evident. It might be visible for us, but God's plan is so much better. Come on, look at these scriptures with me. Psalm 46, verse 1. I'll say them, and you can write them down and go back and study them. But Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength. Come on, ever-present help in a time of trouble. Come on. What are you saying? I got your back. It's God's protection plan for our lives. Look at Psalm 138, verse 7. And though I walk in the midst of trouble, listen to me, and though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. Come on, he just keeps letting us know. Look at Psalm 23, very familiar. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Come on, we know that word. Come on, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Verse 3, it says this, but the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Come on, man. This is about God's protection plan for our lives. Somebody say amen. Come on, somebody say, God's got my back. Amen. Come on, look at Psalm 34. It says this. It says, the righteous person may have many troubles, and we got it going on, and things happen. He said they may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers them from them all. Not some, but from them all. Come on, God's protection plan is what we need more than ever before. Amen? We need to plug into God's protection plan and know this word for ourselves, that He will do more than we can ask or even imagine according to God's power. That's the word in us. Amen? Come on, look at Psalm 91 as we close out the day. The psalmist declares we must dwell in the secret place. Come on, that's about where we stand. And as the future comes closer, we got to make these decisions. Come on, people are still going to be perishing. Things are still going to be happening. But we have a decision to make. Where do we dwell? And where do we stand? The psalmist said, dwell in the secret place. And nobody even really knows where it is. But God does. Nobody knows where to find you, but God does. It's a secret place. And let me tell you this, it's a confident place. Not an arrogant place, thinking that I'm better than anything, but it's a confident place because I belong to Him. Cool. We can't get a better security than that. We can't get a better protection plan than that. Look what he says. If we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, then we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Come on, that's safety. Come on, that's safety. If we need God's safety in our lives. So as we search for answers and we look around and we trying to hear discovery about how we should proceed and what we should do, let's not forget God's protection plan for your life. Come on, more than ever before, we need it. Come on, we need to abide there. We need to dwell in the shadow of the Almighty and say of the Lord, you cover me. You're my refuge and my fortress, and you shall I trust. Come on, it's no consolation for us to remind God of his word. Come on, we must be diligent to remind God what he said and to live as he required us to live. And then guess what he says? There's no good thing will I withhold from them who walk upright before me. That's his promise. It's his promise because he knows I got him. I'm a part of God's protection plan. Amen? See, his protection plan is better than anything we could ever ask for. Nothing's better. But it takes us trusting God and believing him and not doubting or fainting. So I just want to come and encourage us. Come on, let's walk in God's protection plan. We still got work to do. Come on, the work didn't stop. God knew. Come on, when the plagues hit Egypt, when the things that would happen all around God's people to their enemies and things that would happen, darkness, frogs, gnats, all these things were occurring, but it didn't stop God's work in the people. And it's not going to stop God's work in me. Because I believe, God, that we all have an assignment. We all have something to fulfill for him. And God gives us a protection plan. Come on, I'm reminded of Paul when he got shipwrecked. And he went over because he wanted to grab something, and the snake bit him. And everybody around waited for him to die. Because that's just how it works. When you get bit by a snake like that, you die. But when you're under God's protection plan, you get bit by a snake like that, but God's got you covered. He protected Paul, and Paul didn't die. And trust me, God's still working through our lives. Some of you already been in contact. Some of you already had things or been around people who have contracted the virus, but it didn't affect you. Because that's what God's protection plan is about. He says 1,000 may fall at your right side and 10,000 at your left, but it won't come nigh you. Come on, it's a faith walk, church. Come on, it's no magic wand. It's no magic bullet. There's no instant gratification in our thoughts. It's a faith walk every day, trusting God more and more. Why? Because of his protection plan. So God be with you. God keep you steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in his work, with knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And trust me, we're going to win this. We're going to walk through and we're going to overcome the adversity of the enemy and make it through this storm of life because of God's protection plan. Amen. So, Father, we thank you. We bless you for all you're doing in our lives. I thank you that your protection plan is better than any PPE we could ever have. And God, you do a work in us and through our lives because we've submitted our lives to you. So I just ask that you give us wisdom, that you give us understanding, and that you guide us. As you said in your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Guide us in our ways, God, so that we're not stumbling in the darkness, but that we are fervent in spirit. In the name of Jesus, God. Now, I ask that if you're here today and we have no way of been tracking where you are or where you've been going through in life, but I can tell you, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, it's time to get your house in order. It's time to make plans that live under God's protection plan. I'm not talking about fire insurance. I'm talking about life insurance. God assures you life and that more abundantly. But it takes a submission on your part to saying, yes, Lord, I submit to your ways. Yes, Lord, I submit to your will. Come on, and if that's you today, come on, we all have sinned, the scripture says, and fallen short of God's glory. But once we've made a decision, when God has called our name and said, I need you, and we answer that call, Father, here I am. Come on, God wants to do a work in your life. So if that's you, bow your head with me and make this prayer your prayer. Say, dear Heavenly Father, I submit my life to you. I know that I've sinned. Forgive me of where I've been wrong. Forgive me where I've missed you, Lord God. I thank you for coming in and restoring my life and restoring who I am, my spirit, soul, and body. That God, that I will lack no good thing because I'm walking upright before you. So I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for your grace that's sufficient for my life. And I submit this to you in Jesus' name. Come on, if you make that prayer your prayer, I guarantee you the Lord Jesus Christ will come into your life. Boy, it may be a quick work. It may be a gradual work. But he's going to work in your life. Even when you can't see him working, he's still working. He never stops. This invitation to you is to get you in a place where you can submit your life to the Lord and live life. Scripture promises us life and that more abundantly. Because the enemy has got one plan, to steal, kill, and destroy. But God's plan is to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. So God bless you. I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. And we've been getting engaged, but we're going to be having services soon and hopefully see your face soon in the place. We're preparing now, and we just believe in God that he's going to outpour of his spirit. And the church that we used to know, we might not know, but the new church that God is growing is the same church, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he will still do it in our lives. So God bless you. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, and may the Lord bless you on this Memorial Day. Come on, remember what the Lord has done for you and those in your life, and know that God's protection plan is better than any. God bless you. Love you.